everybody. Welcome to the Disciple Makers Podcast by discipleship.org. This is your host, Dave Stovall. We've got the final track session from Small Circle, and Steve is focusing on utilizing the Small Circle mobile app for disciple making. This free app really helps with one-to-one engagement based on Jesus methods. Let's listen in and let Steve teach us how to use this app on making disciples more effectively. Here we go.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get started just for the sake of the time and podcast and everything. So I'm going to drop back a little bit. So those of you that have joined us, thank you. Those of you joining on the podcast, thank you so much for joining us. This is the final session for Small Circle, and we're going to be diving into the mobile app. So every time we do a session, just for those that are new to the session, let me just do a drop back review. And just to give you just a sense of Small Circle, basically we look at our relational environments in church in regards to circles, the big circle being worship services of some kind, mid-circle being groups of some kind, Bible studies, classes, microgroups, when people gather. We looked at the content difference of these two. Both of these are beautiful, by the way. Both of them are distinctive. When we look at Jesus' ministry, the content was more common here, and it was more concentrated here. Just like our Bible studies and worship services, the relationships are more casual here and they're more close here. And then we looked at what we call the small circle. And the small circle are the one-to-one encounters that Jesus had, particularly in his group. Of course, he had three, the Peter, James, and John microgroup. But then he had this very unique and special relationship with John. But then we looked at the intersections that he had, like with the women at the well, or Zacchaeus, or Nicodemus, or Martha. And you notice that the content is no longer common, obviously. It's more than concentrated. It becomes customized to that specific person. With the relationships, they're no longer casual. They're close, but there's a different dimension, and they're confidential. And so there's great advantage in each of these circles. And so what we've noticed around the world is that these two circles, the big circle and the mid circle, represent about 98% of churches, whether we're in Africa or we're in the U.S. And so this is what we see. So I always say, hey, show of hands, how many churches are operating in two circles? And nothing wrong with that. Our church has three worship services. We have about 35 groups. So this is not anti, small circles, not anti-group, anti-worship service. It really just brings in this beautiful dimension that's often missing. So we also then looked at the tools in one of our sessions, and we have, in fact, two primary tools that we have. And we like to make note in every session that God has convinced us many years ago to give these tools away. So you can go to the .com website, and you just tap on the Get the Tools, and you'll see downloadable PDFs, as well as a way to get the mobile app. And so let me just show you, just so you'll get an overview for those that don't have it. So at any rate, so we have in our main tool called Exchange, we have four modules. Each of these modules tackle a different spiritual dimension. Foundational beliefs at ground zero. Number one, how to make Christ Lord and be sacrificial and surrendered. The third book is book two, relationships like David and Jonathan, really digging deep. And then final book three is how to multiply, how to become a disciple maker. So we looked at the tools in our last session and just saw how they multiply. And so when we get to the midway point here, we encourage the disciple to pick three names of who they would meet with over the next 3 months. It's usually each unit takes about 3 or 4 months. And then begin by the time we get to the final unit, the final, book three, we would say, the final book, to have that person already in place. They start discipling that person as we finish with them, so there's kind of an apprenticeship. We have about an 80-85% success rate from disciples becoming disciple makers. So a lot of times when we've gone through all these tools, a lot of people say, hey, is this all in the mobile app? And it certainly is. And so I wanted to show you, just kind of walk through the mobile app in this session. If you are listening on the podcast, I encourage you maybe to pause it right now, download the app, and you'll be able to follow along. Or you'll notice that there is a web app. So there's a mobile app and there's a web app. And so that web app is smallcircle.io. That website is smallcircle.io. And the reason that we have a web app is because there's content to be typed in. So we have some worksheets, et cetera. And if it's just a mobile app, then you would only be typing with your thumbs the whole time. So it's really nice to have, to be able to do it on your laptop. So typically I'm prepping on my laptop, and then in a nanosecond, it's on your phone through the cloud. So I wanted to walk you through, and I will just say this, that I am a book person. I like regular books. I like pages and print and everything else. On the fifth guide that I was going through the tools with, I thought, well, we've invested in this app. I should probably give it a shot. I did one session with a disciple with the app, and I never went back to the books. So our mission is making it possible to personalize disciple making for anyone, anywhere. Our champion is the everyday person. That applies to the app in a big way. So the app even allows you to take it even more personal. There are two features in particular that I'll focus on that I think are game changers. So let's cover the basics first. First of all, anytime you use an app, it's great because you always have it with you. So when you do your memory verse and everything, it's right in the app, so you have it with you. Or you're stuck in a doctor's waiting room, and you can do your work. So there's the obvious advantage of having an app. Here's another obvious advantage. It's free, and there's no premium upgrade. There's no button to push, halfway through that, trying to upsell anything. So there's no printing, because we provide PDFs to be printed, and we have two versions, one for a professional printer. So if you wanted to print 1,000 books, print 1,000 books, a professional printer, or you can have one with no marks if you want to print them at home. But that still requires time, it requires effort. If you're going to print books, you got to, put them together. You're going to pay the printer, maybe you get a cheaper rate than we sell them at cost, whatever. You don't have to distribute them, you don't have to store them. So in our church, of course, we still have people that still want to use the books. And we make them sit in a certain part of our church on Sunday. No, I'm just kidding. So they want to use the books. So we have to store them. We have to categorize them and everything and get the books to them. So you go away from all of that when you use the app. So those are obvious things. There's a third tool in the app that's as big as our biggest tool. And so we decided not to print that. It's only in the mobile app. So, and I will also say that we are in the midst of doing a complete overhaul of the app, and it's going to even be like more incredible. So I'm going to start from the very beginning, and we're on the very home page when you come in. This little button here is tutorials. I would beg you to check it out, because it will explain everything from signing up to signing in. And so you have to be signed out to see that button. Once you sign in, you won't see it. A lot of people are like, hey, what happened to the tutorials? You sign out and you'll see the button. Each tutorial is only about 2 or 3 minutes long. There's about 12 of them. And so often, really often, people say, hey, I'm stuck here, blah, blah, blah. I will say, did you watch the tutorials? They'll say, no. I'm like, call me back if you need. And I never hear from them because tutorials answer a lot. You sign in, you choose, just like anywhere else, your username, password, you can do a remember me, and then you log in. So what you're seeing here on the screen is, this is the smallcircle.io, and so you're seeing the web app here as I'm demonstrating, okay? So again, you use the web app, and there is an advantage you'll see. There's one thing on the web app that you don't have on the mobile app. I'll cover that. So there is one thing, and it's one of the really great features. We are constantly putting in new languages, and so there's the tutorials, and when you click on the tutorials, it will take you right into this whole range, the difference between the mobile app and the web app, how to sign up, everything that you see there. And once you click on there, it'll be an animated version with some narration, and so super simple. Why? Because our champion is the everyday person. We really want them to feel confident and comfortable with what we're doing here. So then let me just cover some of the words still here on the bottom of the home page. There's you know, you can reset your password, sign up, kind of regular stuff. You can change the language. So right now we're in, our tools are in 60 languages. We just started the 60th language. Not all of those 60 languages are yet in the mobile app because, number one, some of them are tribal. They're in areas where they wouldn't be using it, but we're catching up. I recorded this quite a while ago, this tutorial thing here, but we now have French and Canadian French and Portuguese. And so this list continues to expand. So for missions, let me just say the mobile app works amazing because printing in other languages, it's our greatest expense of printing in areas that can't have the mobile app. But we've traveled extensively and everywhere we go, most people have a smartphone. So we've just developed, this is only 2 or 3 weeks old at the time of the recording and this session, we now have an offline version. What that means is that if you're in a country that the internet is being monitored, I'll be in a country next week where it's heavily monitored by the government, or if you're in a country where it's expensive for people to have the internet, if they can get to the internet one time, like an internet cafe or go to their neighbor and borrow a cup of internet, then they can download it one time and then they're set. They're set. Just think about it. No printing, nothing. And so it really, really helps. So I encourage you for those, you know, languages that you have, and consider the next generation. This is their native language, right? When they use apps, so just got back from the Middle East, and man, they love the app, and the young people love the app. Yeah, question.
Obviously, these downloads and everything like that, you could just have it on your website too. What are the advantages? What's the plus, pros and cons of having an app versus just having them on your website?
So glad you asked. I'll show you one way right now. So at the bottom of this page, you have what's called a church affiliate portal. We're actually changing this language to an organizational portal or something like that. Here's the cool thing. When Jesus sent the 72 out, it was a risk. Are they going to blow it? He's not there, right, to see what's happening. In fact, they came back and they're like, man, they, you know, they're crazy happy about, you know, one thing. Jesus said, hey, you know, take it easy. And that's what we call shepherding decentralization. So we're not centralized toward the, you know, the home ranch here. We're sending out, we're decentralized, but you still have to shepherd it. So we have in our church about 160 people and one-to-one disciple making. Well, it gets to a certain point. How do you keep track with, is everybody still going? Did somebody drop the ball? Is there any snags? Is somebody, you know, moving too quick? How do you monitor that? So the app will actually monitor that for you. Here's what I mean. When you sign up, when an administrator or whoever's leading the charge, you can have multiple people, you sign up for a church affiliate portal code, you automatically get a code. It's a four-digit letter thing like CD12. And you, when people use the app in your organization, you just say, hey, can you use this? So you can have one, we're at Harpeth Church right now. So you'd say, use the Harpeth code. You get an assigned a code. So you put in the Harpeth code, you put it in, and then it automatically tracks the information for the person leading it. Let me demonstrate. So you click on here and you can sign in. You'll have a sign-in page. So this is the name of our church, 360 Church. When you sign in, let me say, use a different email than when you sign in for your personal app. It's got to be two separate emails, all right? So then over here it says organization info, disciples, disciple makers. Here's all users. And so you say, hey, let me, you know, you can send out text to everybody. Let me see my disciple makers. There's an active list and an inactive list. If they haven't used the app in 90 days, they get inactive. Now, it doesn't mean they can't use the app. It's just indicating to you, hey, you should probably check that list and see if you know, somebody's dropped the ball. Sometimes we'll check in with a person. So let's say Scott's discipling somebody and we're like, hey, we haven't seen any movement here for 2 or 3 months. Hey, everything okay? Oh, absolutely okay. We're hovering right now. There are times where I've said, hey, let's set these tools aside, we're talking about giving back to God. Let's read a Randy Alcorn book together. You know, let's really dig down deep. So sometimes it's just like, yeah, we're fine. Sometimes it's like, yeah, to be honest with you, we haven't met for a while. And so now you get to shepherd that. What would it take to get back in? I would say very strongly as a pastor, you've got to monitor what's going on. Don't, in one-to-one discipleship, just like group ministry, you just don't like, well, I hope everybody's doing okay. You do have to check in. And so when you click on this active list, for example, it will have all of the disciple makers or disciples, whatever you choose. So when you click on this active list, here are all the disciples that are in our church using the tool with our code. So it will tell you it's disciple maker, male, there's the language. I was doing Russian at the time when I was recording this. It will tell you where they last left off. So here, book two, design, tell you the date. So I recorded this years ago, the date, and what page I'm on. So if that date, if this were September 21st and it said, man, and we're in December, you would want to check. It will tell the progress of where you're at in all three tools. It will list the disciples here. And so you click on the disciple and it will tell you the disciple and all of their information. So in other words, it's gathering information that if you didn't have the app and you just had it on the website or you're just using print, you'd have to use a spreadsheet. That's what we have to do for people that are not using the app. So Scott comes in and he's like, okay, we're on book two. Okay, great. You know, I'm going to write a date. And it's, you know, it's a little bit more work. And so when we go to the library, there's notes, et cetera, which we're going to go all through. So this is a library. So when you go to the second icon on the bottom, these are the three tools. The first two tools, Next and Exchange, are in print. This last one, which I'll explain, Mix, is not in print. It's only in the mobile app. It's another advantage of the mobile app. And so Next, again, just for those that didn't get to one of our previous sessions, Next is for brand new believers, and Exchange is a deeper journey of about a year and 3 months. So if it's a brand new believer, we'll always start with Next, kind of baby steps, first steps of the faith, and then when you go for a deeper, you know, journey, it's Exchange. As I'll show you, this is a companion tool. Mix is a companion tool. These are sequential. You would go in order. This is like a chocolate box. You pick and choose as you need, like a toolbox, but we'll go through Mix here in just a sec. So let me give you an example of Next. There are 12 sessions, as you remember, in Next, and these are the sessions that we have, your new identity, how to read the Bible, how to begin to pray, believer's baptism, et cetera, et cetera. When you click on any of these, you're getting the exact same content. We actually put a little bit more in the mobile app. So for the disciple maker, there's some conversation guides. So like, hey, I'm going into my session. So here's a snapshot of what you're going to be talking about, a word of advice, and some conversation places. So when you put this on, of course, on your mobile app, it's not going to be spread out so much. And so, you know, here's your, when you go to any of these chapters, that's you'll see each of them just like in print. So it's beautiful. Very easy, very simple, great navigation. Now we look at Exchange. You might remember in Exchange, there are four different books, 0, 1, 2, and 3. There they are. When you click on any of these books, you'll see the six sessions. Remember, each of these have six sessions in. There's the six sessions of this represents the times that you would meet with your, the content and everything of your meetings with the disciple. Of course, you click on there, there's the disciple maker guide because I've chosen my profile to be a disciple maker. There's the intro, the worksheet, there's where you journal. And last session, we talked about the lab. Every introduction, instead of just endlessly scrolling, we just broke it up into six parts, same content, just has different. On the right, you'll see progress checks, which is kind of neat. So I've gone all the way through the things, but you can clear your progress, clear the check marks, so it tells you where you last left off. So it's kind of a nice little, you know, breadcrumb to keep you going. So when you click on this, you'll see everything, you know, like normal. There's all the content. All the Bible verses that are written in the book, they're now buttons here in the mobile app. Some languages like English, Spanish, we put seven different translations. So for English, it's NIV, KJV, ESV, NASB, XYZ. So there's seven different translations. We also did that for the Spanish. because some people are Reina de Valera, that's their mainstay, and if you do something different, they get mad, so we put all different translations.
Are those just links to a Bible app?
Nope, they're native. So the question was, are the Bible verses linked to a Bible app? Nope, we got permission from the publishers to put them in, so they're native to the app. So for example, if you click on any of the, you know, the Bible verses, they come right up in the app. Where that really comes to play, like in the optional reading and in the printed material, here's a list of Bible verses, but here they're all listed out. And so when you click on any of them, they're right there within the app. Super cool. Yeah.
Where does the teaching content come from? Like, what's the source of it? Is theologically and doctrine-wise?
Yes.
Like, where did, yeah.
So the question was, as far as the content goes, what's the kind of the theological background of it? So I'm a graduate of a Baptist seminary, so I'm sure it has that slant. However, I intentionally stayed away from our doctrinal corners.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, with the exception of believers' baptism, sometimes those who believe in infant baptism will say, hey, I noticed that it's believers' baptism. That one I didn't change. But so, for example, speaking in tongues, anything about the timing of the tribulation, those types of things, even eternal security, which would be more of a Baptist doctrine, I didn't include. I wanted it to be, there's enough content that we agree on. So I would say it's very mainstream evangelical. Okay. So we have Wesleyans using it and Baptists using it. Assemblies of God, Nazarene, I mean, across the board. So we didn't, how should I say, shortcut any theological, you know, stance. I was just very careful in the design to say, hey, there's enough foundation of, yeah. So I don't think, we have seminaries using our tools. We have seminaries in other countries using our tools. So, and we have people that are highly in tune with theological, you know, it's a big, big deal. This is for us as well, but they're very highly sensitive to that. And they're using it. So yeah, it's a great question. All right, so let's keep going. So we're to the place where this is the feature for me that was convincing. Just like you have fill in the blanks in the books, you have workbook entries here. Same placement of it. And so when you click on these, you have a place to type in right here, and you type in, you know, your answer to the question. Here's, I did this in hellodiscipleship.org in 2021. So I've typed this. Now my entry is right here, okay? But you'll notice that my disciples' entry is here. My disciples' entry is here because we friend each other through the app. How do you do that? It's super easy. Just watch the tutorial. But it is easy as falling off a log, honestly. I'm not a super high-tech guy. I mean, I'm not a tech idiot, but I'm not super high-tech. You friend each other through the app. Another thing you can't do in print, and obviously, and you can't do it if it were just on the website, and this is the magic. This is the thing. Remember, our champion is everyday people. The number one reason that I say that people don't disciple is they don't feel adequate. They don't feel confident. Wow, what do I do when I get there and someone says something surprising and I don't know how to respond? Well, guess what? They get to see it before they get there. And the disciple obviously knows this, right? And so as a pastor, you know, after many years, you're not too surprised by anything much anymore. But for everyday people in our churches, they don't want to be caught off guard, number one. Number two, it really allows the disciple maker to pray through and think about, how am I going to respond to that? Now, we talked in previous sessions about, please don't go to the session for content. Use the content for conversation. It's about relationships. Well, believe it or not, the technology allows us to be more relational in this regard, that I can really pray through the answer and really think. And so when I get to the session, I don't have to say, hey, Scott, what'd you put on question number one? I already know what he put on question number one. And now I've had time to really think through it. And so in this case, the disciple that I was going through said, I came to Christ when I was young. At 16 years old, I walked away from Christ, and Christ brought me back to my knees when I was 25 years old. I'm like, wow, I will talk about that. So I'm going to write myself a note. Over here, you'll see that I can write myself a note on his note. So I got my answer to the workbook entry. I'm seeing his answer to the workbook entry. And I'm going to say, talk to David about what happened when he was 16, what brought him to his knees, etc. This is going to be one of my conversation points. But wait, there's more. Sounds like an infomercial. Watch this. So what happens is, everywhere you can take a note. And so I'm going to take a note on David's note. I can take a general note or I can take a note on his note. Talk to David about what happened when he was 16, what brought you to your knees, what finally brought you back to Christ, etc. Now, in these notes, just like any other app, you can favorite the note or you can unfavorite the note. Yeah, so what happens, so what I do is I unfavorite every note I've ever had in this session, and I'm only going to favorite the notes for this upcoming session. Watch this. So as we go over here, this, you know, there's a trash can, there's the note, and so I've already taken the note, going to hit the star, that's going to unfavorite it, but just for this demonstration, I'm going to favorite it again. So I'm going to favorite this note, and when I, after I favorite it, then we're going to go to the bottom, and we're going to go to the note section. So that note section, so we're going to favorite here. So watch this. Along the bottom here, this fourth icon is notes. So this side says notes, this side says favorites. I'm only favoriting those notes that are in the upcoming session. So guess what? These are my talking points coming into the session. If I can't quite remember, so there it is. Talk to David about when he was 16 years old. So as I'm driving over, okay, maybe when I'm in a stoplight, I'm looking at these, I'm reviewing, right? And if I can't remember that, I click on it, it takes me back to the section. So I'm constantly toggling between, oh, that's what it meant, and then going back to there, that's what it meant. I can click on any of these, and it will take me right back to where that was.
Entry in your notes.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Section. Totally. Yeah.
Now, does everybody, all the other disciples, see your entries?
No, only the disciple maker sees the disciples. However, we're doing some new changes. You remember, for those of you in previous sessions, when we said we get to book two, we're iron sharpening iron. When we get to that point, we're going to allow the disciple to see our work as well so we can talk to each other. All right. So I'm telling you guys, even me who wrote the thing, I was blown away by, wow, that changed the whole deal. Imagine, I'm going to meet with Scott. I'm like, gosh, I wonder what he wrote. I have no idea. We're using books. I wonder what I'm going to. Now, change the channel. I'm like, I know exactly. I can't wait to talk to him about what happened when he was 16. I can't wait to find out what he was. And now I can really highlight the parts I want to talk about. I don't have to ask what he put on question 3 because I don't really care. I've seen his answer. Okay, pretty standard answer. I'm going to gravitate to the things that are like, man, I want to talk about that. And we instantly get into the conversation without having to waste time and saying, this idea came from, oh gosh, what's his name? I saw him in Exponential. Oh gosh, you guys know his name. Anyway, there was a session called High Tech, High Touch to do as much of these kinds of things before we meet so that when we're meeting, we're not wasting time gathering information that we could have gathered, you know, before we get here. So the comment for those listening to the podcast is kind of wise. You know, Jesus had obviously an advantage because he knew what people were thinking. And this kind of, in a way, this gets us a little bit of a head start. So for me, the affiliation code and this feature make it, you know, that's not even counting, it's not costing anything. You don't have to, you know, store books and distribute books and et cetera, et cetera. So, all right. So then let's go to another tool. Let me click this. All right. So let's talk a little bit about Mix. Mix is entirely a companion tool. It's actually based on Bobby Harrington and Jim Putman's book, Disciple Shift. So I went out to Idaho, spent time with an executive team at Jim's church. And I said, hey, I got an idea. They have 4 relational spheres in Discipleship. In other words, these are relationships that we have as Christians with God, with other believers, with unbelievers, and with our families. And so in those spheres, I wanted to kind of codify in an app, could we take these, you know, and these spheres and make them in a way practical and have tools for them. So kind of worked with their team, just kind of making sure our prototype was aligning with what they, you know, they had written. And so they're the four spheres they have in this book. So let's say, for example, your disciple is saying, man, I'm really struggling with prayer. I pray a couple times. So in the God sphere, there's prayer, there's Word of God, worship, and surrender. So you say, okay, well, let's talk about prayer. So when you click on any of these, there are creative options. So let's say, you know, I'm having a real tough time praying. Here are about 30 different ways that we would say, hey, let's try one of these. So, you know, different ways of praying, warfare prayer, praying together, praying for others, you know, silent prayer, listening prayer. This is one of my favorites, Bible reading prayer. It's really
great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if it's not, then we don't tell anybody. No, I'm just kidding. We give credit. Yeah. But yeah, it's all original material. And so we would say, okay, man, you're having a hard time praying. Let's hear some scriptures. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name. Just pray the scripture back and then kind of improvise a little bit, you know, stop right there and then, you know, have your own, you know, time of prayer and then go to the next one. You've set your heavens aglow. So the way that we do this is that, you know, same thing with Word of God. Hey, you're trying to read the Bible and I don't know where to speak. Here's 25, 30 different creative ways. Write it out, write a chapter out, memorize it, you know, whatever. Same thing in worship, same thing in surrender. So you have all of these different aspects. In the home version, we did different aspects of home. We did, for people that are unmarried, for people that are married and people that have kids. And so there's something in there for everyone. Here's how I use Mix, for example, the prayer tool. So just did this a few weeks ago. How's your prayer life? Ah, man, kind of struggling. Okay, let's talk through that. Why don't we take a couple of these creative ways this week? You do them, I'll do them, then we'll come back. Let's say the person says, really didn't connect. Okay, let's try two more. And, oh, I like this one. I don't like this one. I really like this one. No problem. We're just trying to find four or five ways of doing, of speaking differently, just like human beings. We're speaking to God. Sometimes we write a nice note. Sometimes we write a nice text. Sometimes we do a phone call. Sometimes we have coffee. So when it comes to prayer, sometimes we want to write it out. I had one guy says, man, I've started writing out my prayers. It's changed my whole prayer life. Okay, I don't particularly like writing out my prayers, but I really love listening prayer, just being silent. I love the Bible journaling prayer. So we're just trying to find, so you only reach into this toolbox when you need it. Does that make sense? You don't have to go through it. You don't have to use it at all, but you don't have to, you know, go sequentially is the main thing. All right. Let me check our time. Okay. So that's the mobile app. Let me, just for the sake of time in our podcast, let me close with prayer. And I really appreciate you guys being here today. Father, thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you for technology, as it can be used like anything else, for good or for evil. So we want to use it for good. We want to use it for your kingdom. And I pray for those who've been listening to our podcast, for those here in the room, and pray, God, that you would take all these things and please allow it not just to be another chunk of knowledge. Help us to use what you've given us so that we can move forward in disciple making. Thank you, God, for discipleship.org, the vanguard for churches, for those that are really looking to be serious about disciple making in a Jesus style. So we thank you for that. Thank you for them. Thank you for their leadership. We pray for protection over their leadership. We pray for strength, for health. And thank you so much for their modeling for us, what it really means for churches to be involved in disciple making. We love you, God. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for changing us. And thank you for giving us purpose by the great assignment of making disciples. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you missed this year's National Disciple Making Forum, head on over to discipleship.org and buy your digital access pass right now. You can watch all the sessions in the comfort of your own home and get caught up on what happened at the most recent forum. Hey, up next, you're going to be hearing from Renew.org from their Nashville City Tour track session, and they're going to be talking about healthy masculinity in a toxic culture. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already to come back and hear this amazing episode. All right, y'all, thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope to catch you on the next one. We'll see you.